Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Slaughter. Jesus came for you, you, your sons, and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not mountains, it's my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Feeding on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. Truth, hate kills Jesus, but love brings him up. Always worried about what man is doing in God, I trust.
I forgot
you shook, shocked, and you're scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus,
the God is above
me. Yes, he is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous ones. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Yeah.
Those who don't believe the truth of God, Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark, the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, say God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a sale, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, we tricked him with the signs of the beast. We offered the gospel to him, but they ain't want their faith in Christ. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got
got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chained up. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say. I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic. To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore, clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, yeah. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Huh? Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now.
I told you so. I told you, we are the ones, yeah, cause Pac did a lot more for me than Barack. Salute, la 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 la. Afraid to lose everything we got, nah, cause all we really got is our words.
People, for the people, seem like you only look out for your sort of people. I look around, it's more evil, gotta see it in me. You see, every day we closer to that funeral. Every day a struggle, but the struggle's still beautiful. And doctors don't got patience for their patients, so they just send them to that pharmaceutical. We tell them that they need drugs, but I know that they need love. I ain't scared of that water violence, the thing I'm more terrified of. I wanna snatch my generation out of apathy. Gotta do that now for this voice grow out of reach. And what we feeding people, that's a tragedy. So what you want, the chemicals and calories. Nobody taught us how to eat. Mama gone working 60-hour weeks. What's for dinner? Well, what's quicker and cheap? You got remote pants, you'll be raised by the TV. My mama worked the night shift, still made it out to every single game. Well, my father said at home, I promise when I have my own, that we will never be the same. Vendetta.
Mr. or Mrs. Government official, we just won't listen. Mm-mm. You can't relate to how we live in from where you're sitting. That's why the artist got more influence than the politician. It's my generation. We know the news never tell the truth, so we go to Twitter for our information. It's so fast, y'all seem slow to us. By the time you print it tomorrow, it's old to us. We are the ones that you used to be. Brave idealists with a dream and went corrupted by the cream, yeah. This pen is not for sale, they nickel and dime it. We still throwing quarters in a wishing well. And I know you can't imagine losing the lifestyle that you're so used to having. And yo, we still make decisions for the fact that they're awesome, not just for the profit margin. Hold up, how I'm talking. I got excess, others got need. I gotta answer to God for all of these sneaks. I got 100 pairs, but only 2 feet. God forgive me, y'all been thinking about me, We point fingers at people who sin different, skin different, but the same color we bleed. You wanna know the real problem in America? Always has been and it always will be. Me. If you had any other answer, you've been deceived. We've been looking for salvation and education, money, leaders, and policies, but we got a bigger need. We got a sin debt that we inherited. We divide ourselves by class, skin, color, and our heritage. Will I create a bankrupt to heaven so that we can all be there with us, brothers and sisters?
I told you so. I told you we are. La 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 la. Not afraid to lose everything we got. Nah, 'cause all we really got is word, word, word. The pen is greater than the sword. La 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 la.
Time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual minded.
Yeah, what's up, True Life here.
Yeah,
a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I'm not the Lord, but I do have some answers because I do read his word. So if you want to talk, we can do it. Let's go.
My mission here today is to make sure that everything stays clear, everything stays secure. This session I will answer some questions, and when I'm done, hold on, we'll trust there like the perfection. Get your pen and pad, I want it erased out. Yeah, we look different, but from the inside out, we all twins. But since this life began, we needed somebody to pay our price for sin. I wanna know why people are so mean. I wanna know the difference in rich and poor people. I wanna know, why do the good die young? I wanna know, why the poor Emmett Till was hung? I wanna know, is it wrong for me to touch my girl? I wanna know, did Satan really rule this world? I wanna know, why they enslaved my people? I wanna know, are all men created equal? Firstly, our hearts are dirty, bloodthirsty. Rather kill a man than lend a hand, we're hurting to most people. Cash makes you who you are, but you can ask the biggest, richest star. Are they really, really happy with all they've got? 9 out of 10 are still searching and will tell you they're not. God gives life, that means he can also take it. We can't choose the time, he's got a patent, he made it. Which brings me to a topic I've hated for years. Even brought me to tears till God made it so clear. The young boy died cause someone lied. Our hearts are dark, man, and that's the reason why. Be careful cause touching leads to feeling, and feelings lead to feelings that suggest the need for sexual healing. Sex is meant for married people, so no matter what, no ring, no situation is equal. Satan knows the heart of man, but don't get it twisted, he too is just a part of the plan. And so is people being beaten, shackled and lassoed. Those who had the power made others' lives a hassle. And yes, we're created equal, we come from dust and all start with a heart that's evil. I just put the canvas up on the easel, but hold tight cause I'ma paint a picture. Humbly, I wanna know, man, why does God hate me?
I wanna know,
why did he even make me?
I wanna know,
tell me why am I here?
I wanna know,
is Jesus real, is he near?
I wanna know,
why are there so many religions?
I wanna know,
when I get this, why I forgive him?
I wanna know,
tell me
me, is heaven real?
I wanna know.
If I say no, what's the deal? The Lord doesn't hate you, he hates the sin that dwells. Cause ever since Adam fell, the ones he created to chill with and call children have long since been all about themselves. You're here because he's giving you a chance to accept his son's hand for eternal romance. Check the history books, he's the one to do it. Die and rise and got the holes to prove it. The trees you see and the air you breathe didn't happen, those are compliments of the king. And because they can't touch your feelings, they create states of spirituality to try and reveal them. The Lord is the only one perfect who's living. Without forgiveness, remember there will be no forgiving. Heaven is a place and not a state of mind, but needs an access pass given by the divine. You have the option to decline invitation, but then why engage in this conversation? You have the option to decline invitation, but then why engage in this conversation?
I wanna know. 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 I wanna know.
Yeah. There's no greater pain than the hurt you feel with nobody, I mean nobody, believing you. I know a lot of heads all over the world can relate to what I'm saying right now. I'm a real joker like me. I've been down so long and so low, it's like all I know to trust is the dust, feel me? And as a youngin', I wasn't the popular cat at all. Nah, not me. You see, I was the punchline to every joke, for real. Yeah, but one thing I always had, and that was a desire to be great someday. For real, people is a funny thing, yo. And God, I ain't never seen with my eyes. But one thing I know for sure, I am all that I am because of who God is. As simple as that, yo. Enough said. Now watch me. Told you so.
Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, that's better. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you, much love to you. We appreciate you. We truly appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? Today, this broadcast, Hip Hop Bible Study, Little Buddy. So we appreciate you being here. Yeah, Hip Hop Bible Study, Little Buddy. I'm your homie Oasis. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Did you know that pride goes before the scratch the record, please? Since they want to lift up their weak heads and their weak hearts and pride, their foolish hearts. They want to lift up their dark hearts and pride, not realizing they're disrespecting God. Did you know that pride goes before destruction? Yeah, why y'all sitting up here being prideful? Did you know that pride goes before destruction? And a haughty or arrogant spirit comes before a fall. And that's Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Pride goes before destruction. It's only the devil that wants people to lift up themselves in pride, because when he was Lucifer, that's what he did. Lifted up himself in pride, then he got kicked out of heaven, and now he's the devil and can't ever please God anymore. Watch yourself. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We uphold and live by the word of God. Hold on, man. Scratch the record again. Yes, we uphold and live by the word of God. And ain't nothing, and now one of y'all stronger than the word of God. Put an S in front of the word, the sword of God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, the Almighty God, lifts up his standard against the already defeated enemy. We shall put on the whole armor of God and stand. We shall put on the whole armor of God and stand. We shall fight the good fight of keeping our faith in God, and shall also live by faith in God and not by sight. Thanks for tuning in. Become hearers and doers of God's word. Then you will be successful in pleasing him. Again, I repeat, become hearers and doers of God's word. Then you will be successful in pleasing him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for another opportunity to do this broadcast, to be used by you. Father, thank you for everyone who's tuned in. Let everyone who's tuned in hear from you, and you make us doers of what you are telling us to do in and through your word. Father, you let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in our lives on earth, and as well as on earth itself, as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come and your will be done, Father. Get all of the glory from those of us who are willing, and for, excuse me, the lost sheep, let them start seeking you. For you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for blazing the trails for us, Father, clearing it out, getting rid of all of the danger, so we can walk through there with you, so that we can serve you in spirit and in truth and not in fear, but in love. Father, have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Yeah, Jesus said, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Thank you for the truth, and thank you for sanctifying us, cleansing us, making us holy through your word. Your word is the truth. Continue to have your way. Let us, during these times, Father, let us keep our faith in you. And those that's persecuted for righteousness, Father, let them keep their faith in you. That's crosses, that's going through suffering and persecution in physical situations. Father, let us keep our faith in you over here in America. Let us keep our faith in you. Let us be patient with you as your plan unfolds in front of us and with us, and we see it as we're a part of it. In Jesus' name, have your way. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, appreciate you being here. Don't forget, we record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, like right now, and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, with the scriptures for today. And you can go ahead and turn there. Part one will be 1 Kings chapter 21. So you can go ahead and turn to 1 Kings chapter 21, and I'll meet you there in a few minutes or a few seconds or something. You know what I'm talking about? Part 1, 1 Kings chapter 21. Part 2, Jeremiah chapter 38. Part 2, Jeremiah chapter 38. And part 3, we will be picking up where we left off at last time on the Hip Hop Bible Study episode. Matthew chapter 19, verse 13. Again, part 3. Starting with Matthew chapter 19. And I believe we read up or read down to verse 13. And we'll pick up right there. This one. All right? For sure. With that being said, let's get it started in here. Let's get it started in here. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter number 21. 1 Kings chapter 21. We're going to be starting at verse 1. While you're flipping or finding or pulling up 1 Kings chapter 21, wait for me. Let me read this to you, though. 1 Kings chapter 21, let me read this while you're finding it. This is about the promises of God. And it says, daily dwell on God's promises to you. Every day, remember God's promises to you. And there's several of them. If you can't remember but one, start off remembering this one, that you got your name written in heaven, and you have a, you know, mansions. Yeah. In my Father's house are many mansions. So daily dwell on God's promises to you. Yeah, don't dwell on the negative that's in the world, but dwell on God's promises to you daily. Hide them in your heart. Yeah, keep them in your heart. And always remember, yeah, you need that word in your heart. You need those promises of God in your heart. And always remember, not one word has failed of all his good promise. Not one word has failed of every promise that God has made to you. Now, you're still waiting on some promises to manifest. I am too. However, there have been a lot of them. They've been manifested already, and we've been blessed by and benefited from. So remember this and say this. Get this in your heart as well. God loves me. Yeah, God loves me. I am his. He is well pleased with me. God loves me. God loves you. I am his. You belong to God. He is well pleased with me. God is well pleased with you. You know what I'm talking about? All right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Got to be reminded what we should keep our mind on daily. Daily dwell on God's promises to you and all, and keep them in your heart, and always remember that not one word that God has given you has ever failed. I'm talking about for sure. God loves me. I am his. He is well pleased with me, so you don't have to worry about what these others are saying, especially when they're not saying what God is saying. All right, we ready. 1 Kings chapter number 21, verse 1 says, and it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. So Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden. Give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near next to my house. And for it, I will give you a vineyard better than it. Or if it seems good to you, I will give you its worth in money. Now that sounds good so far, right? Give me your vineyard. It's next to my house. I'm trying to get a vegetable garden. I'm going to give you something that's better than that, a garden better than that, a vineyard better than that, or I'll give you the money for it. I pay for it. Verse 3. But Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. I told you, it sounded good. The owner, Naboth, the one who it belongs to, right, said, the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. I'm not going to give you this. It reminds me of barbershop. Yeah, Calvin inherited the barbershop from his father, which had died. But then this, Mr. Wallace, yeah, this loan shark comes in and tries to, you know, makes an offer, a good offer, too. And Calvin frustrated, you know what I'm saying, with the barbershop. Made a good offer that Calvin couldn't refuse. And then he went on ahead and gave him the inheritance that his father gave him, which was the barbershop. But then he thought about it, and it got to him, and he wanted to get the money back. And, yeah, he got a barbershop. That's the bottom line. He kept the barbershop. Okay? That's what this reminds me of a little. Okay? We're in 1 Kings. Sorry. Chapter 21, verse 3, but Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. So Ahab went into his house sullen, and displeased. If you don't know what sullen means, like me, he's displeased, though. He's sullen and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no food. Ahab is distraught. So let me look up sullen, because that's not in my vocabulary until today. All right, sullen. The definition of sullen is bad-tempered. Mad. He's sulky. He's gloomy. He's pouting. You know what I'm talking about? A grown man, a king, a grown man king pouting because somebody said, no, you can't have this. Uh-oh. All right? Verse 5. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food? Why are you so down and depressed that you not even eating, bruh? What is the problem, man? She sounds like she cares, right? Let's keep reading. This is 1 Kings chapter 21. Verse 6 says, he said to her, because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else if it pleases you, I will give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. So what's wrong with you, King? You know what I'm saying? He said he's not going to give you his vineyard because that's the inheritance of his father. So you mad. Verse 7, 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 7. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, you now exercise authority over Israel. You the one that's in authority. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth, the general. Like, what? Look at the wife. You know what I'm saying? You got all the power. You got the authority. Yeah, she seems to be a little bit stronger than him, but she is driven by evil, okay, because she is trying to get rid of all God's prophets. And she got rid of a whole bunch of them. Now, bloodshed is on her, Jezebel. That is not a good name. That is not a good spirit. That was not a good person. All right? First King, yeah, she was so bad that God did not even let her get buried in a grave. She got thrown. This one right here, she got thrown from the tower, busted up, yeah, on the concrete. Then the horses came and stomped out. Then they say the dogs came and ate everything except her head and the palm of her hands. This is all in your Bible. So he's grossing me out. No, this is all in your Bible. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, with the First King, yeah, the death of Jezebel is gruesome. The death of Judas, gruesome. The death of Satan, gruesome. Yes, sir. And I just say that the devil and Jezebel were married, and their son or their child was Judas. That's just me, though. That's just your homie Oasis right here, you know. 1 Kings chapter 21. Verse 7, let's read it again. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, "You now exercise authority over Israel. You the one in power. Arise. Eat food. Let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite." Verse 8 says, "And she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and the nobles who were dwelling in the city with Naboth." Verse 9 says, "She wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast and seek Naboth with high honor among the people, and seek two men, scoundrels, before him to bear witness against him." Get some scoundrels. Some no good. Some old lying wicked mother. Okay? So we're going to honor him. This is what she's writing. Okay? She's the king's wife. So they're going to respect it, right? Wow. Ain't that something? We in 1 Kings chapter 21. I'm going to go back to verse 9. So, yeah. Verse 9, 1 Kings chapter 21 says, "She wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast and seek Naboth with high honor," like you're honoring him, "among the people, and seek two men, scoundrels, or dishonest," or what is it? Let me see another word. Lying, yeah. Good for nothing. Seek two, good for nothing. Scoundrels before him to bear witness against him. They no good. They liars, so they're going to testify against him, saying, "You have blasphemed God and the king." Then take him out and stone him that he may die. Wow. Tell you that Jezebel is evil. And the reason I say she, you know, was married to Satan is because of how evil she is. You know what I'm saying? Because how evil she is, and what I mean by that is because she was killing the prophets of God. Like real true prophets now. So she had a lot of bloodshed on her hand. Alright? So now she wanna set up somebody else who belongs to God. You know what I'm saying? Alright, let's pick back up 1 Kings chapter 21. Sorry, hold on, y'all. Multitasking. Yeah. But yeah, 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 11 says, "So the men of his city, the elders and nobles who were inhabitants of his city, did as Jezebel had sent to them, as it was written in the letters which she had sent to them." So this the queen, you know, coming from the king, man, the king's wife. It's a letter. So they're going to do what it says, right? Because she got authority. Verse 12, yeah. "Anytime you have to do something that goes against God, don't do it. I don't care who it comes from. Anytime somebody tells you to do something that goes against God and what he's said in his word and what he's taught you, do not do it. Stand for God. That's what you do. Stand for God. Verse 11, 1 Kings chapter 21 says, so the men of his city, the elders and nobles who were inhabitants of his city, did as Jezebel had sent to them, as it was written in the letters which she had sent to them. Verse 12 says, they proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth with high honor among the people, and two men, scoundrels, came in and sat before him, and the scoundrels witnessed against him, against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth has blasphemed God and the king. Then they took him outside the city and stoned him with stones so that he died. Jezebel is evil, putting hits out on people. You see what I'm saying? Verse 14 says, then they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth has been stoned and is dead. Verse 15, 1 Kings chapter 21 says, and it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, that, Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead. She done killed him. I had him killed. Verse 16 says, so it was when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead that Ahab got up and went down to take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite. And in this relationship, you see Jezebel is operating in the head position, and you see King Ahab is operating in the follower or the female position. He got all the authority and all that, but he ain't using it. She taking it and using it for evil. You see what I'm saying? And then he doing what she saying. Uh-oh. No. Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, ladies. Females, God made male first. That's why you got female. You still got male in you, right? So don't get beside yourself or nothing. Don't feel no kind of way. If you do, let me go ahead and tell you this truth, though. The man is the head. God made it that way. This is God's design. The man or the husband is the head of the woman. However, God is the head of the husband. Okay? So the husband won't treat you right. So if anyone has a husband, they're talking about, you got to obey me. You're supposed to submit to me. Then tell him you're supposed to submit to God. Okay? That's how he would treat you right. Okay? So the head is the man. That's how God made it. And then God made it to where the man is not independent of the woman, and the woman is not independent of the man either, because the man has to be born a male through a woman. See how God made it? Yeah. And it take a man and a woman to get together to have either a male or a female. You see? So, yes, the head don't mean you got to do everything I say. No. That's not how the brain works. Think about it, your brain. Yeah. The brain is they teach us is what, you know, operates and makes us do everything and, you know, everything like that. But it ain't up there talking about, hey, heart, keep beating before I come down. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Heart, keep beating before I come down there. No. It ain't like that. All right? So, it's getting a little bit of explanation going on here. All right, so back over here, 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 17. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 17 says, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, the word of the Lord. That's above every man and woman. Yeah. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who lives in Samaria. There he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to take possession of it. You shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord. Have you murdered and also taken possession? My God, and see. Have you murdered and also taken possession? This is what the prophet of God is going to say to king, the king of Israel, who was tripping with his soft self. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so 1 Kings, chapter number 21, verse 19 says, "You shall speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord, have you murdered and also taken possession? And you shall speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, dogs shall lick your blood, even yours." You want to kill something? How about I kill something? That's what God said. Yeah. See, y'all don't realize, we didn't realize that God is a killer too, huh? Think about it. In Genesis, who washed the whole world away and killed everything that had breath in them that lived on dry land, including animals? Okay, then. Except for Noah and everything that God spared with him. So God saying, okay, you going to murder this man and take possession? You going to murder and take possession? So in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, dogs shall lick your blood, even yours. See, God is very fair, and he's all about equality. He's not like America KKK, who will say something about equality, but no good and well, they're not about equality, and that's a shame. The only one y'all think is equal over here is people with the what we call white skin. Mm-hmm. That skin. Yeah, y'all only want to make it like that for people. That's America, though. This is America. If this, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about America and how they are. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it just work for them, right? But God is a equal opportunity God. He is about justice for real. He is about liberty for real and justice for all for real. Not saying it like America and then displaying their evil hearts like Satan, their daddy. USA, under Satan's authority, Jesus is still the Lord up in here. Up in here. That's what I'm talking about now. All right? So, 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 20 says, "So Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O my enemy?" Calling him his enemy now. Because the prophet going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. And this prophet right here, prophet, they ain't play around. Got a word from God. If your behavior is pleasing God, you ain't got to worry about a bad word. If you out of line with God, okay. Now you're going to think the man of God or the woman of God, whoever God sends to you, you're going to think they are an enemy because you're trying to keep doing your thing. Verse 20 says, "So Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord." God sees everything. I'm talking everything. God even sees your thoughts coming to your head. He understands them coming to your head. So you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. People act like just because God is invisible and they don't believe in God, they act like they could just do what all the evil that they want. And like God ain't watching. But let me tell you something. Let the Holy Spirit remind us, God is always watching. And God sees everything. Verse 21, 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse number 21. We appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. 1 Kings 21 and 21 says, "Behold, I will bring calamity on you. I will take away your posterity," that's your whole bloodline, "and will cut off from Ahab every male," told you. I will cut off from Ahab every male in Israel, both bond and free. I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, because of the provocation." You provoking me. Yeah, "because of the provocation with which you have provoked me to anger and made Israel sin." Now God checking. Man. And he checking the king. So ain't nobody above being checked by God. There is no one above being checked by God. Jesus is the Lord. That means he's Lord over everything and Lord over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Them kings and these leaders and stuff be thinking nobody can check them. And just because God is long-suffering, they get puffed up in their arrogance and keep going, and then God busts their bubble, and they fall all the way down with no recovery. But if you repent, you can recover. You know what I'm talking about? Do things God's way. All right, so verse 23 says, and concerning Jezebel, look at God. God, yeah, I got something for Jezebel too. And concerning Jezebel, the Lord also spoke, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. The dogs gonna eat her. Right? Verse 24, the dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Ahab and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field. Now, we over here done got Americanized and domesticated the dogs, and look at what the dogs used for. See, I don't think God really liked dogs like that. I love dogs. We always had a dog too. I'm just saying, I don't think God likes dogs like that, because he say outside are dogs. Outside the kingdom are dogs and cows and all, like, it's in Revelation. And then right here, the dogs eating up people. Because dogs are descendants of wolves, and you wouldn't have no wolf in your house. Uh-oh. You can't keep your dog outside. I'm telling you, this is how they are. You can't keep your dog outside. Keep your dog in the house. Put a sweater on your dog that grows a coat. What kind of sense that make? You put a sweater on top of a coat and go outside and see how you look. But you're going to put a sweater on top of a dog who got a coat. I'm talking about got a coat, automatically got a coat. It just come like that. Naturally got a coat. But you, let me put a sweater on you, make you look cute. What the? Do that for your child. But y'all sitting up here trying to have abortions and kill humans. But then want a baby up. Make a baby out of the fur moms. The fur animal. I'm a fur mom. What the? I ain't heard nobody say I'm a fur daddy. I'm a fur mom. I see that. Oh, man, like, man, anyway. Dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Ahab and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field. So the birds will eat you up too. All God got to do is release them on you. You see what I'm saying? Golly. Verse 25 says, but there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel, his wife, stirred him up. There was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness. He did what? He sold himself to do what? Wickedness. Y'all heard? Y'all hear it? Sold out. Sold they soul to the devil. He sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel, his wife, stirred him up. And if your wife or your husband is going against God and causing you to go against God, then you got to stand against them too. Don't go to hell or jail, but don't go to jail or hell. Don't go to hell for your kinfolk. Don't go to hell for your husband or wife. Don't go to hell for your brother or sister. Don't go to hell for your mama or daddy. Don't go to hell for your uncle or aunt. Don't go to hell for your cousin or cousin-in-law or brother-in-law, sister-in-law, friends, family, associates, nobody. Don't sell yourself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord. God is always watching, and he's showing up watching us that, you know, belong to him. So that should take away our fear, and that should keep you confidently living before God. Verse 26, we almost finished with part one, and it's real good already. 1 Kings chapter 21, that's God's word, is so good. Even when he checking stuff, checking people, like, bruh, still good. Even if he ain't passing out blessings right now, checking some wickedness, it's still good. 1 Kings, especially when you're righteous. Because if you're wicked, it ain't good. If you're righteous, it's good. And we only righteous because of Christ, our testimony of Jesus Christ, what he's done for us. All right, so verse 25 again, 1 Kings chapter 21 says, but there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord because Jezebel, his wife, stirred him up. And he behaved very abominably in following idols he followed idols, not following Jesus. Who are you following? Are you following Jesus, or are you too busy following others on social media and trying to get others to follow you? He behaved very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. So you're doing something that the folks had done, whom the Lord cast out, and you see him cast them out. So now you're acting just like them. What you think he going to do to you? He behaved very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. So it was when Ahab heard those words that he tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his body and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about mourning. That's what people did when they repent, right? Or try to repent. Let's see what happens. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite saying, see how Ahab has humbled himself before me. That's all you have to do, America, is humble yourself before God and every other nation too. Humble yourself before God, and if they don't do it as a whole, then you do it. Humble yourself, yeah, before God. See how, because God, he notices that. That's all God want to do. I don't want to kill you. I don't want to destroy you. But I'm going to, if you don't honor me, you don't honor my son. All I want you to do is honor me, honor my son, right? 29 says, see how Ahab has humbled himself before me. You see this? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the calamity in his days. In the days of his son, I will bring the calamity on his house though. So I'm going to spare him. But the next generation, don't get it. And we be like, oh, wonder why we going through stuff? And then you can change it. All you got to do is like what Ahab did. And if everybody from each generation humble themselves and repent, God, he will change his mind. He will relent. When hip hop meets the Christ, I said relent, okay? Change his mind. So, appreciate everybody tuning in. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, they hired scoundrel to lie on that man. No good folks to lie on that man. Well, they brought in scoundrels. Excuse me, they said they hired him. They brought him in. So, 1 Kings chapter number 21, we finish with that. When we come back, we get into part 2, which will be Jeremiah chapter 38. Excuse me, we appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, we'll be right back.
God chose the prophet as the angel, those that are locked in spiritual ways, and commands them to speak life.
Whether or not I got bling isn't really that important. Neither are my clothes or the kicks that I be sporting. If I'm wearing Jeepers or Michael Air Jordans, I know that I'm wealthy cause the father is my portion. Riding in a hoopty, sitting on a fortune. Born to be productive, not considering abortion. I would rather throw my seed with caution. Crossing over obstacles, victories to conquer with harvest. Ministry's the motive of my movement. Life is good, but I would rather use it than lose it. Once I understood that my future is fused with my faith, I refuse to let it waste. I refuse to take a fate. I'ma take my rightful place through mistakes and misconceptions. If I still repent and go the opposite direction, ain't no time for stressing out. I'm flesh and not what's written. Life is less about the outer, more about the hidden. It's the hour of the risen Savior and the living King. Crown him. Even though he wasn't ever lost, I'm glad I found him. Bound him to the cross of his calling, offering his pardon to the fallen. I represent the sovereign.
Let's do ministry. Let's do ministry. Let's do ministry. Let's do ministry. Let's do ministry.
21st century, I can see it vividly. Infinity divinity. Ministry, we proclaim the victory. Through the sacrifice of Christ, iniquity is remedy. Ministry. ministry. House to house, door to door, block to block, state to state. Every day we operate, infiltrating darkness, sparking the heartless depart with involvement to any type of bondage, legal or criminal. Read through the manual, regal and spiritual, Christ the intangible, miracle maker. Tell it on the mountain, notify the thirsty, lead them to the fountain, shout it on the rooftop, share it with the children, talk about it, walk it out, say whosoever's willing, come and lay your burdens down, come and yield your problems, come and be forgiven, come meet our Father, author of creation, partner of the penitent, source of revelation, rewarder of the diligent, lawyer of the criminal, he can make them innocent, listen, this is good news, listen, let's do, do ministry, ministry, 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 let's do, ministry, ministry. Shorty had a bad day, didn't think her baby boy went that way. I know what the stats say, but remember numbers don't know me. They do calculations, but they don't know what he told me. Ministry, ministry, call it to the forefront. Minimize the flesh and make sure it's what the Lord wants. Cathedral or storefront, you don't need a steeple to minister to people. All you need is he who created your feet to lead you and guide you and keep you inspired to go higher and higher. Up out of the mire, overliers your entire life. Fitted for commitment to the Christ, the price of discipleship. Come die and get busy. The kingdom is not someone to know where is he. Really, he should be made known in you and me until Christ's likeness makes everything let's else do, do ministry, ministry. Let's 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 do ministry.
Ministry is the propagation of life and highlighting God as the propagator of life. Jesus tells the people that the time is coming when those that are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of God and come out. This is ministry, providing for the people life, life that is only found in Jesus Christ. Let's do this ministry.
Yeah. For real, this faith walk ain't no cakewalk, bruh. Strap up.
When it comes to war zone out here, buddy. You'll never forsake me, so it's you.
Shots fired. You dig?
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever.
We riding.
I'm about
my bro.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting, never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'ma count it joy till I cash in, because you found your boy in that trash bin, where they bang the block and let the banger pop, and that thing so hot it make glass spin. I'm diving deep when I splash in, you in the driver's seat, I'm latched in, my college street, knowledge deep, I got a scholarship. Packed in, but I'm wrapped in eternal passion. You took the wrath of sin up on Calvary, so I go hard for these folks. Lord, it ain't tripping off of my salary. This galaxy is your palace. We try to challenge you, but that's a fallacy. We take part in sin because the darkened hearts of men are hardening like a callous bee. But when you part the winds and time starts to bend, the trumpets blowing and the harps will blend. You round us up and then you march us in. Everybody gonna be shaking like Parkinson's. It's a dirty fight, but my jury's right, cause my verdict's Christ, so I'm serving life. I'm killing flesh and I'm murder mics. The word of life till I'm murdered twice.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting, never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about
whatever, Lord. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting, never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord. I'm about
whatever, Lord. Yeah. Hey, Sam, bruh, you ain't never lied, man. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk. This the hardest thing you gon' do in your life. Anybody can act a fool, but can you be a real man and walk in love? Huh?
Yeah. Come on.
You can love, then it's action to back it up. And ain't no giving up, no packing up. Cause it's still days that I get to acting up. But then I
repent and head back to love.
Back to love, right back to Christ. Get cleansed in the blood, right back to life. Cause this walk is gonna come with some sacrifice. And it's still days I feel like I'm shacking dice. All shook up, a little something like Presley. And money crossing clothes, man, that stuff don't oppress me. The devil they use that, the snipe feel like Wesley. But it was his love that God used to arrest me. Now I'm all in, L's up. I got my boots on the ground, waking hell up. Running with the only one that won't fail you. Just mention his name and I open that cell up. Yeshua, Yehoshua, Yahweh. He's the one that give you rest after a hard day. About whatever, whenever, whatever my God say. Running with the Trinity, three the hard way. And when the cards played, royal flush. Running with the king of hearts, no destroying us. Matt 28, great commission been deploying us. And we about to trample on anything that's poisonous.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. Yeah. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever.
When it comes,
when it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about
whatever, Lord. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever.
Yeah.
You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
So when your enemies start to flood you like some pirates, call on the Lord, go and try it.
He looks towards the sky, yeah. Your set is my set.
It's a miracle.
Ain't now one of us die yet.
Hypnotized by the eye net.
Got my business fixed. Baby, pie, if I die next, I know what the time is. Flawless, timeless.
My time ain't long as it has been. So I'm aware of the pearls that I'm casting.
Not here for any form or fashion.
Knowing Satan is coming up from my back end. Trying to catch me lacking.
We all got to take the trip. No bags packing.
Times like these, we should be constantly fasting.
Trouble will come, but I've been known for not lasting.
No, I'm not perfect. Lord, forgive me for my last sin.
Was cracking, and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. This broadcast right here, me on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. All right, so part one, we finished with that. That was 1 Kings chapter 21. Let's go to part two. Part two, which will be Jeremiah chapter 38. Now, Elijah, we're dealing with him. We're reading about him and seeing what's going on with him. He's a prophet, what they would call a major prophet. All of them major me. I don't know why they call them major and minor, but all of them major. You're a prophet, major. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Major, the God. Okay, got a major duty. So, Elijah, major. All right, now we're going over here to Jeremiah. Here's another prophet. Major. You know what I'm talking about? Jeremiah chapter 38. We're starting at verse number 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Jeremiah chapter 38. Jeremiah chapter 38. We're starting in verse 1. Give you a few more seconds to get there. Jeremiah chapter 38, part 2. About to get it cracking. All right. With that being said, Jeremiah chapter number 38. Verse 1 says, now, Shephatiah, the son of Mathan, Gedaliah, the son of Pasher, Jukal, the son of Shilmiah, and Pasher, the son of Melchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people. Okay, so Shephatiah, that's one. Gedaliah, that's two. Jukal, three. And Pasher, four. Heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, he who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes over to the Chaldeans shall live. His life shall be as a prize to him, and he shall live. So, he who remains in this city, if you continue to listen to the government over God, because this government is not listening to God. So, the city, that's the government, run the city, right? He who remains in this city shall die by the sword. Sword is war. These are God's judgments. Sword, that's war. Famine, we going through that now too, right? It's war on the earth right now. Been spiritual warfare too. By famine, that's a scarcity of food and stuff and supplies, right? And by pestilence, coronavirus ain't going nowhere. They just trying to take it out of the news. So thus says the Lord, he who remains in this city shall die. You going to keep listening to them? And not the G.O.D., he's going to die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes over to the Chaldeans shall live. His life shall be as a prize to him, and he shall live. Verse 3 says, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. This city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Verse 4 says, therefore the princes said to the king, please let this man be put to death. For thus he weakens the hands of the men of war who remain in the city, and the hands of all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man does not seek the welfare of the people, but their harm. Okay? They want to get rid of Jeremiah. See how Ahab called Elijah his enemy, and now they looking at Jeremiah as their enemy too. Thus says the Lord, he who remains. Okay, they heard what he said. The princes, so they're princes. Verse 1, those four people that we named are princes. And they said to the king, let this man, talking about Jeremiah, the prophet of God, let this man be put to death for this. He weakens the hands of the men of war and who remain in the city and the hands of all the people. He weakens them by speaking such words to them, by speaking with words, that whoever live in the city, whoever stay in the city, going to die by the sword, by war, by famine, or by pestilence. But whoever goes over to the Chaldeans, you shall live, and your life shall be a prize to you. We don't want to hear that. That's what they do. This man does not seek the welfare of this people, but their harm. Verse 5 says, then Zedekiah, the king said, look, he is in your hand, for the king can do nothing against you. Verse 6 says, so they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison, and they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeon, there was no water, but mire, a bunch of miry clay, of mud, okay? Dirt, mud, right? So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Oh, my goodness. See this? That's why you, it ain't no cakewalk, like the song just said. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk. Look at what he is getting done to him, and he about God's business. He ain't compromised on God. He's a prophet of God. And he delivering the message like God told him to do. All right? Now he in the mire. Ain't no water there, but they put him in the mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. That's like muddy water or what have you. Verse 7 says, now Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian. Now Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. When the king was sitting at the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, my lord, the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet. Look at God intervening already. All right, so these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die from hunger in their in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. They got him in the dungeon. Ain't no more bread in the city. It looking bad for the prophet. But then again, it looked good because the prophet belonged to God. And God already got a plan even before he got in there. So that's why when you got to go through stuff, even if you got to go in the mire, get thrown in the dungeon and start sinking in the mire, God's still good. Okay? He's still good, and he got you, right? You belong to him, remember? He is well pleased with you. You are his. So, verse 9 again. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 9. My lord, the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Verse 10 says, then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, take from here 30 men with you and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. Take him out of there before he dies. Will you trust God even in you if you're in a dangerous death situation? If you're on your deathbed, do you still trust God, huh? Now, some people do. Will you be one of them to trust God no matter what? That's what we own. And let us do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, no weapon works against God's people. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 11 says, so Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury and took from their old clothes and old rags and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, please put these old clothes and rags under your armpits, under the ropes. And Jeremiah did so. Verse 13 says, so they pulled Jeremiah up with ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. It don't matter what the devil do to you. It matters what God is going to do for you and what he's going to do through you. It don't matter what the devil do to you. It matters what God is going to do through you and what he's doing for you. All right? So, Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 14 says, then Zedekiah the king sent and had Jeremiah the prophet brought to him at the third entrance of the house of the Lord, of the house of the Lord. And the king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you something. Hide nothing from me. Verse 15 says, Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I declare it to you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you advice, you will not listen to me. See, Jeremiah already knows. If I declare what I tell you, if I tell you this, you're going to put me to death. And if I give you good this advice, you ain't going to listen. Verse 16 says, so Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord lives, who made our very souls, I will not put you to death, nor will I give you into the hand of these men who seek your life. Verse 17, Jeremiah chapter 38 says, then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of a lot, the God of so much, so many, yeah, the God of Israel, if you surely surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul shall live. That sounds crazy, right? But it's from the Lord. So God know what he's talking about. And we can't see the future like God can and does. So if you surely surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul shall live. This city shall not be burned with fire, and you and your house shall live. But if you do not surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then this city shall be given into the hand of the Chaldeans. They shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from their hand. Verse 19 says, and Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews who have defected to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they abuse me. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you. Please obey the voice of the Lord. I like that. Please obey the voice of the Lord. Listen one more time, then say it after this one more time that you listen. Please obey the voice of the Lord. Now say it with me or repeat after me. Please obey the voice of the Lord. All right? So, verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 20 says, but Jeremiah said, don't think that it's going to be the outcome that you think, because the outcome that you think is bad, but they're not going to do it. So don't think, it says, Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you. Please obey the voice of the Lord, which I speak to you, so it shall be well with you, and your soul shall live. If you listen to the Lord, it's going to be well with you. It's not going to be bad. And your soul going to live on top of that. So verse 21 says, but if you refuse to surrender, this is the word that the Lord has shown me. Verse 22. Now behold, all the women who are left in the king of Judah's house shall be surrendered to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, your close friends have set upon you and prevailed against you. Your feet have sunk in the mire, and they have turned away again. That's what the women going to say. Your friends have set upon you and prevailed against you. So your friends ain't your friends. They turn into frenemies, what they call these days, right? Your feet sunk down in the mire, and they have turned away again. So verse 23 says, so they shall surrender all your wives and children to the Chaldeans. You shall not escape from their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and you shall cause this city to be burned with fire if you try to fight them back, because God said surrender to them. God trying to spare you. If you go peacefully, they ain't gonna kill you and be, you know, at war with you. They'll just take you, right? And then I'm gonna bless you and let you live, right? But we gotta trust God even if we ain't got all the details. Yes, sir. We have to learn to trust God even if we don't have all the details, because God ain't gonna tell us all the details all the time. The detail that you need to know that God gonna always tell you is to live by faith. Okay. And he trust God. All right. Jeremiah chapter 38. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. All right. So Jeremiah chapter 38. Please obey the voice of the Lord. Please obey the voice of the Lord. All right. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 24. Says, then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, let no one know of these words, and you shall not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with you, and they come to you and say to you, declare to us now what you have said to the king, and also what the king said to you, do not hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Then you shall say to them, I presented my request before the king, that he would not make me return to Jonathan's house to die there. Yeah. I presented my request for the king. Yeah. My appeal, my transfer, or whatever. All right, verse 27 says, then all the princes came to Jeremiah and asked him, and he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they stopped speaking with him, for the conversation had not been heard. For the conversation had not been heard. Now Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison, not the dungeon. If he would have told them what he told the king and didn't even listen to the king and wasn't wise, then they would have threw him back in the dungeon. Probably did this time though. Alright, so verse 28 though. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 28. Now Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Still in prison, but he in the court this time. Better than the dungeon of the prison. Now Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken. Now Jeremiah has been a prophet. It's about four kings that reigned, maybe five, four or five, that reigned while Jeremiah was a prophet. And Jeremiah ended up in the prison and all that other stuff a lot. But it was so that he can, you know, so that God can speak through him to these leaders and the people. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, everything that God does is good. Okay, he works it all out for our good. Everything that he does is good. It's for our benefit. Sometimes we have to go through stuff. It don't feel good and all that extra. But God is still good. All right? So, yeah. When hip-hop meets the Christ. That's part two. When we come back, we're getting into part three. Starting with Matthew chapter 19 and verse 13. If you missed verses 13, or while these songs playing, or if you got a minute, you can read down to verse 13. We're going to pick up in verse 13, Matthew chapter 19 and verse 13. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back.
Yeah. They say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak
up. All through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children that make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This God over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't he too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing in folk, dog. But you can call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I can take that.
I can take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, this what you wanted?
I never came for the smaller. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. You can't muscle me, dog. I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into
into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians. Remember, they ain't just attack them, they befriended them. Gave them blankets full of diseases and ended them. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets, they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze at you, they feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down and let's get it poppin'.
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
You just want to use me.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, come on, Biz, you have two kids and a wife to worry about now. Wouldn't you like to be able to provide for your family? Do we have a deal?
I don't know what you reaching out your hand for. For I shake it, I break it, hit the grave, for I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is a last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the news if the rope black. So you make one a dealer, make the rest fiends. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys. Sit them in a bent coupe and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feel like. Trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time. Trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain cause I'm chilling. Trying to get this penicillin to them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Now I understand. You just wanna use me.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it in front on everybody. Make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them records deal for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill coat. Trying to use poverty against them, like give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press on, help push the same sex laws and disrespect God. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all. Homie, y'all either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. For Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So grind ahead, Philistine, get the guillotine. Free rocks from a slingshot, I make you Timberland. Y'all deny the sun like Michael did Billy Jean. But your calendar is still based off Hemisphere. Right, B.C., before Christ, A.D., Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? Beef and mocking, you confront about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God. My God, God.
I won't support the lie no more.
Yeshua the Christ.
I won't even try no more.
Yeah.
If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
Hallelujah.
I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized.
Yeah, we up in here. I had to let that get in your ear and my ear.
Look at how good that really sounds when it's turned up. You know what I'm talking about? Because I usually be talking over it.
Yeah, shout outs to the homie Reginald Jordan. Reginald Jordan, man. That's him. He play the saxophone. Okay? And we play some of his music sometimes, too. We may play a song tonight just because of this intro. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you being here. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, we on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Hold on. Faith Over Fear. If you ever hear us playing that song, that's Reginald Jordan. All right? I'm going to try to play it. This broadcast, alright? Probably can Google him, Reginald Jordan, you know what I'm talking about? Saxophone player. Get his CD, man. You know what I'm talking about? Alright. So, yeah, he sings and he plays the saxophone. Yeah, sings for God and plays the saxophone to the glory of the Lord as well. Alright, let's go. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Be ready. Part 3, Matthew, chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, picking up at verse 13. All right, excuse me. Matthew chapter number 19, starting at verse 13. Talking about Jesus blessing the little children, not women who were chosen, you know, to be the bearers of children, standing up for rights to kill children, the future children, the future generation. My body, my right, it ain't even about that. It's about murdering these children, and it's about you not doing what God says, which is with the sex thing. And then I found out that, not having sex till you married. Then I found out that married folk be having abortions too. Uh-oh. I said, boy, that's another turn. That's another turn with it. However, the most folks that's for it, you know, that's pushing it, they're just some angry old hags is what I'll call y'all. Okay? Nah. Y'all chosen to be the bearers of children. And y'all want to sit up here and be the main ones, kill the children. I'm talking about, man, ain't no man got no business up there protesting like that. You see what I'm saying? When you think about it, who are the most people that's protesting for abortions? Not protesting against it, but who is for it? Most of them women. Yeah, uh-huh. You know, backwards brains, man. Backwards brains. Anyway, let's go, Matthew. Chapter number 19, verse 13. Let's see how Jesus, and be reminded of how Jesus feels about the children. Then little children were brought to him being Jesus, that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked him, or rebuked them. The disciples rebuking the children. They bringing the children to Jesus. The ones that following Jesus rebuking the children that they bringing to Jesus. Why would you reject anybody who was being brought to Jesus, whether they old or young or, you know, whatever? They being brought to Jesus, man. And you going to sit up here and step in and rebuke her, get on out of here. Let's see how Jesus cares for the children and how he responded. Verse 14, Matthew chapter 19, verse 14 says, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Mm-hmm. Let the little children come to me. Let the little children come to Jesus. Why you got to stop the baby from being born instead of stopping yourself from having sex in the first place? In the first place, yeah. And then some of these women, they got children, okay? And all these women, their mother didn't abort them, because if their mother aborted them, then they wouldn't even be here, right? Uh-oh, I feel like preaching, but it's teaching. You know what I'm talking about?
So I'm going to keep it cool right now. You know, I'm talking about Matthew chapter 19, but it is what it is. The truth is the truth regardless of how it comes. It is still the truth. So Matthew chapter 19, verse 14 says, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Let the little children be born and have faith in me. Oh, y'all don't want to do that, huh? Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. Do not forbid the little children from coming to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, what does he mean by this? Remember he said, if you come to God, you got to come with a childlike heart, right? Childlike faith, you got to believe like that. That's what he's talking about, all right? Of such is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 15 says, and he laid his hands on them and departed from there. He laid his hands on the adults. He laid his hands on the children and blessed both. Verse 16 says, now, behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17 says, so he said to him, Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. If you want to enter into life, obey God. Keep the commandments. What did it say? Keep the commandments. His commandments now is whatever he's telling you to do. You're doing it. Obey him. Keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Don't be a liar, right? Because that's what we experienced today, what it was with the scoundrels that was killing they both when we first opened up this broadcast today, this Bible study. So don't be no false witness. All right, verse 19 says, honor your father and your mother. Honor them, yes. Honor your father and your mother. Every day should be Mother's Day and Father's Day to you if your mom and dad still living. You know what I'm talking about? Honor them. Don't have no hate in your heart for them. You see what I'm saying? All right, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Make sure you got your parents' relationship right, and then you got to love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 20 says, the young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? I did all this from my youth, man. I can do that. No problem, shoot. I'm about to make it, huh? Yes, sir. But it said, he in there, huh? I'm in there like swimwear. All right. Matthew chapter 19. Verse 21, Matthew chapter 19. Verse 21 says, Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor. Go sell what you have and give to the poor. Don't just give to yourself. Go sell what you got, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Give to the poor, you will have treasure in heaven. Yeah, what about that treasure in heaven? And come follow Jesus, right? Verse 22 says, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. When he heard that, he went away sorrowful. I done did all it. What should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus gave him the basics. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal, you know. Don't be a false witness. Honor your father, your mother. Love your neighbor as yourself, I say. Oh, I done did all that. What do I still lack? You asked Jesus. So Jesus said to him, if you want to go or be perfect, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. Why? For he had great possessions. He got a lot of possessions. Got a lot of material things, material wealth, right? And he's selfish with it. Maybe an only child. Selfish, too. On top of that. It's rare when the only child share, you know. You know what I mean? He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He's selfish with his. Verse 23 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven because he rich, and his riches is his God, really. He trusting in his riches. Verse 24 says, and again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? If rich folk can't be saved, who can be saved then? But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. With men, on your own, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I like that verse. Let me read that again. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, Jesus is saying to us, with men, this is impossible. If you're just going to be on your own, just be a man, a human, or you're going to just trust men and not trust God, with men, this is impossible. That's all you're going to face is the impossible. And man has finally seen that he has reached an impossible thing, which is this coronavirus, because it's impossible for them to stop it. It's impossible for them to create something that works against it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what they're saying. All right? Look at the truth. It's a pestilence. You can't stop a pestilence with a non-working shot. With men, this is impossible. But with God, though, all things are possible. With God, the coronavirus gonna back up off you. Why? Because Satan can't touch you. The pestilence can't, because you have the mark of God on you. We're sealed with the mark of God, not the mark of the beast. We're sealed with the mark of God. It's a mark of God as well. Now, if you don't want the mark of God and you don't take it, then the mark of the beast, excuse me, is waiting for you. Tailor made for you. All right? We in Matthew chapter number 19. We got stuck on verse 26. Let me read it one more time before we get unstuck. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all. We left everything, lost everything, lost everybody, and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? So Jesus said to them, what shall we have? We lost everything. What shall we have? So verse 28 says, Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, he's saying this to us too, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So if you had to give it up, look at your position. If you had to give up everything and then lose everybody to follow Jesus Christ, look at the position you got. You want me to read in verse 28 again? So Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me, follow Jesus, will also sit on the 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So all you really have to do is follow Jesus. You'll lose the life you were, the person you was before, but that person was, he wasn't no good. She wasn't no good. We were wretched. Even with God, we wretched. But him in us, though, makes us more than conquerors. Him in us is greater than him that's in the world. The one influencing us is greater than the ones influencing the world. So yeah, whatever you got to give up, give it up. God got you. It's greater later. Verse 29 says, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake, for my name's sake, for Christ's name's sake, for to do the will of God. If it caused you to lose your house, your brothers, your sisters, your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your lands, if you lose it for the sake of Christ, you shall receive 100-fold. You shall do what? Give you 100 houses, 100 brothers and sisters, all right? 100-fold, man. A great relationship. Father, mother, if you logged up, I'm talking about wife, children, land. He going to give you that 100-fold and inherit eternal life. You're going to inherit eternal life as well. So get ready for the 100-fold. Now, this is his word. He don't break his word. Jesus is his word. This is what Jesus is saying. Get it in your heart. Receive it today. If you lose this for me, I'm going to give it back to you 100-fold. And you're going to inherit eternal life. Verse 30, last but not least, says, but many who are first will be last, and the last first. And God flipping the script. He's been doing that since 2020. Changing it around. All them powerful folks, I'm talking about switching it around to the ones that was unpowerful. He empowering us. Mm-hmm. Switching it around. Yep. All them ungodly ones that was in leadership position, God switching it around for the godly leaders. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Tell you much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Remember, many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Holler at you next time. Keep your faith in God. Peace.
Hallelujah. Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Kids are cooking, yup, going ham again. Slow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the bathroom. You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dawg. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted dawg, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar, the rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you.
Daring you.
Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, there'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better form.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you.
Yeah.
But the flow got bad. Lucky you.
Yeah.
If I just feel like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I wanted I could go,
no.
Kill everything on that side.
Lucky you.
But the flow got baptized.
Lucky you.
Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy.
Hey.
I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle at the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda typist, kill a rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie,
yeah.
And not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side, every line up beside this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately, thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba and ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on HD. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. You ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', is God's gang. I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne. God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play.
Oh,
you thought Christian rap was soft, you go learn today.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side,
lucky you.
Yeah. But the flow got baptized,
lucky you.
Yeah. If I just feel like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I wanted I could go,
go.
Kill everything on that side,
lucky you.
But the flow got baptized,
lucky you.
Thank you.
For God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid of the path he's made, for the courage you need, he'll provide. Cause I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith over fear. You gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith. But you gotta live, live. Just keep on living. But of power, love, and a sound mind.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
For God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid of the path he's made, for the courage.
you need, He'll provide. 'Cause I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith.